That's y'all know who that is. Can y'all give it up for Miss Bernice Jenkins?
Good morning. It's Friday, Janie. The weekend is here, Janie. It's Janie.
Yeah.
It's Friday. The weekend is here, baby.
So now.
I was thinking about barbecuing this weekend.
Oh yeah, me having the fish fry.
Yeah, what kind of fish y'all got?
Catfish and whitening, I guess.
You know, I can make them hush puppies from scratch.
Well, why don't you come on and make them?
Take over, get some old cornbread mix and cut some onions and bell peppers up in there and make little balls and put it in out in the skillet. There you got your hush puppies.
Oh, that's the way you do
them. That's all it is. You can use Jiffy, too, some little Jiffy hush puppies. They good. That would be good, but then instead of using light bread, it's so fattening now.
Oh, I like Jiffy.
That's cake, ain't that Duncan Hines, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Here's our church announcement this morning. Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
The church is trying to raise money to buy new outfits and shoes for all the midget praise dance team. You hear that, Juicy?
Yeah, Juicy heard that.
Juicy.
Yes.
She heard it.
The church is trying to raise money to buy y'all some new outfits and shoes.
What are you telling me for?
For the all-midget praise dance team. Who are getting a special deal next week from Kids Foot Locker and Build-A-Bear. They're going to look so cute.
Oh!
Them little flat Janie, bottoms.
Yeah, Janie, ain't it funny when your little children see a midget for the first time, they don't know what to think.
They sure don't.
Baby, this little baby came walked up to Juicy at the radio station.
Oh, Juicy walking my church one Sunday.
Yeah, and looked Juicy straight in the eye and said, where your mama at? Your boy is asked to please do better screening whenever white people that don't nobody know come in as visitors. Do better screening whenever white people that don't nobody know come in as visitors. The man who acted like he wanted to join the church last week was actually working for a repo company. And after signing up to get baptized, went outside and repossessed Deacon Bagwell's car. Ain't that slick?
Deacon Bagwell still got a car, though.
You know he get a new Buick LeSabre every 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Barry.
Do you know Deacon Larry Tucker?
Yeah!
Oh, Lord! Janie, cut your phone off. Cut your phone off now. Hold on, listen. Deacon Larry Tucker is asking for all our prayers for his recovery. Uh-huh. And you know, he was in the hospital with second-degree burns on his face and head after an accident on last Thursday. Uh-huh. And he was trying to change the oil on his truck. But didn't jack it up high enough and just squeezed up under there and got his face stuck up under the muffler while it was still hot. And you know he got a big head, baby.
Muffler scalded his face?
Yes, it did. That concludes our church announcement. Have a great weekend.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.